Hey, Giants fans, we're down here on the field for My Best Move. I've got Damon Harrison, a.k.a. Snacks. I've got Big John Hankins. Everybody looks at defensive linemen and defensive tackles specifically, and they say, all right, well, one just plays the right side, one plays the left side, and they might think that it's the same thing. And then we throw out words like a three technique or a shade. And if you're the three technique, where does the three technique line up? Let's say I'm a left guard.
The left guard, so I'm usually outside shoulder of that guard right here.
So I'll be the right, so I'm the right guard right now. You're outside shoulder of me. That's a three technique. You're lining up your head on my outside shoulder.
Close outside shoulder, yeah.
Okay, now give me what's a two technique?
Two technique would be inside of the guard.
Okay, so I'm playing
inside
right guard.
Of that.
You're going off of this eye right here?
Yeah.
Go! Yeah, it's good, good, good. You play a shaded nose, right? What is a shaded nose?
Everywhere. The same thing as a three technique, but just the position that I'm lined up on is different. You got some guys lined their helmets up on the shoulders, but I'm more of I like to be wide and further out the ball so that I can see everything.
All right, so now some people will say a tilted nose. Do you ever tilt?
That's my favorite.
Okay, so you like the tilted nose. That means you're kind of on an angle. Show us what that looks like. Now, why do you like this?
Because I feel like I have power in either direction as opposed to being here. If you go to reach me, now I got to take that step where I was really loading up some weight. Not a lot, but if I'm tilted here, I can even out my base, even widen out. And if you go down, I can take the step here or I can take the step here and still be able to have power in my hip.
The ball is snapped. Give me your first move. What's the first key that you're looking at after the ball is snapped?
If it's a run or pass.
If it's a run play.
Well, usually I take a step. You know, I try to examine the backfield, look at the splits. Usually if that guard is leaning heavy, I'm pretty sure that he's coming off on me right off the bat.
Yeah.
So usually I make sure I get a little bit closer onto the ball so I can hurry up and get into him.
Okay. And you're going hands inside right
inside
now.
Just to feel that double team just in case I get it.
Yeah.
Now, usually you can tell if he's going away or if he's trying to get away from it, because usually the guards, they don't have too much pressure on their feet, and sometimes they get out of the way. So when...
Get a little light in the stance.
Once I see he's trying to get away or trying to zone me, I'm going to get back a little bit, and I'm going to just kind of just read him a little bit, and I take a quick short step rather than that long step.
You guys have a favorite pass rush move?
Mine would be the bull to a lift.
Okay. And that's so the lift. So I'm gonna put my hands right here.
Yeah.
You're bull.
So it's usually trying to get the offensive lineman to sit down.
Yeah.
And once you feel him sit down, try to get the lift.
Right.
To get that to get the edge. I'm lifting up his hand.
You got my wrist.
So I can get that the left leg to kick out, so I can clear him.
Right.
And get the sack.
How do you do it as a nose guard? How much tougher is it to get on that edge?
You got to punch shoulders open. That's something we're real big on. Depending on, again, if it's a pass play and you're taking your pass set and you're here, the first thing I want to do when I'm coming off the ball is I want to punch that shoulder open and I get moving so I can come through and I can rip.
This defense, Spags likes to bring linebacker blitzes inside.
Oh, yeah.
He likes to be aggressive. How much does a linebacker blitz free you guys up, and how much does that change your responsibility?
Well, I mean, it grabs the attention of the offensive lineman, because no matter how deep they are, if they show the threat of them coming, or if they threaten the line of scrimmage, then they have to have somebody accountable for that guy, which again leaves us in one-on-one pass rush situations. We may be free altogether. You never want to be that guy who misses the layup.
Yeah, you don't want to miss the layup.
Oh no.
All right, well, I appreciate the time, fellas.
Appreciate it.
And good luck, guys. I'm glad I don't have to block you guys. That's My Best Move with Big John Hankins and Damon Snacks Harrison.